Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola High School Counselor Jory Coughlin about Dollars for Scholars applications.
Dollars for Scholars applications are due coming up this April. Talk a little bit about those applications, what students and parents should know if they want to remind their kids, and just talk about completing the application and where they need to turn it in.
Perfect. Yep, the scholarships are due. The application for the scholarships are due April 15th. I can always remember because it's tax day. And the kids just need to get on the Dollars for Scholars website, set up an account, and work on the application. And that account can be found online at www.indianola.dollarsforscholars.org. And if you don't have a pencil nearby, you can just Google Indianola Dollars for Scholars, and it's in there. You can easily find it. But the application takes about 45 to 60 minutes. It's a bit lengthy, but it's definitely worth the kids' time to do.
Well, absolutely. And I did want to talk about the benefits that Dollars for Scholars provides. You know, I think some kids maybe see, oh, I don't need a scholarship, but I feel like it helps out so much, even just the little bits do.
Absolutely. And every kid is guaranteed who completes the application is guaranteed $500 this year. And the money can go all the way up from start at $500 and go all the way up to, I'm not sure what the top scholarship is this year, but it has been up to $5,000 in the past. And that money then goes directly to the college for tuition, for housing, whatever that kid's need is. And it's definitely worth the kid's time to complete that application.
Well, talk a little bit about the community partners. I know that there's a lot of people who contribute money and work with the school district and the counselor's office to kind of put this whole thing together, correct?
You bet, Andrew. There's a group of individuals in our community that are form a committee. We meet monthly, and we just kind of set up everything that happens throughout the year. But we definitely depend on a lot of fundraising and donations to help pay for these kids to get an education, because we all know that the cost of education just keeps rising and rising. And it's a great opportunity for our students here at our graduates here at IHS to go on and be as debt-free as possible. So we are always asking for donations or help with fundraising or anything to keep this program going for sure.
Well, it's been a little longer than I care to admit about how long I've been into a high school counselor's office, but what are some of the questions that some of the students have about, you know, scholarships, about applying for colleges, and what kind of the things you help them out on?
Oh, you bet. That's a big part of our job. Our job is, there's a lot that goes on to being a high school counselor, but one of the things we do help with the kids is getting college planning, applications for college, scholarships, all of that. And we have, we get quite a few scholarships that are local that aren't through Dollars for Scholars. And we have those on our website that you can find on the Indianola School website. You go to the high school, and then you click on the counseling corner, and underneath that is scholarships. And we have put all of those online, and now it used to be that the kids had to come and get a paper pencil and complete it and hand it in. It's all online now, so it's pretty slick. But we do that. We help the kids with that. We guide them with their FAFSAs because, you know, of course, that's part of the college process. We write lots of letters of recommendation for kids for scholarships and for college applications. But there's a lot that goes into that planning. And actually, parents, if you're listening, it's good to get the kids started even as freshmen to start thinking about it. As sophomores, not a bad idea to start doing college visits because it starts happening pretty quick. It goes quick. In fact, we even encourage our kids to start applying for colleges the summer going into their senior year. So it'd be between their junior and senior year. And so we have kids applying earlier and earlier than they used to. And the process goes fast. So the sooner you get started with the college search process, the better it's going to be.
Well, if I was a community member and I wanted to contribute to Dollars for Scholars, how should I go about doing that?
Well, first of all, that'd be great because every little bit helps. The best thing you could do is to call Linda Meyer, and her phone number is 515-961-3393, or you can go to our Dollars for Scholars website that I mentioned earlier, and there's information on there and how to donate to this great organization.
All right. Well, one final time, applications are due when and where should kids go if they want to go fill it out?
Great. Yeah, applications are due April 15th, and just need to go to the Indianola Dollars for Scholars website, set up an account, complete the application, and you're good to go.
Once again, that was Indianola High School Counselor Jory Coughlin discussing Dollars for Scholars applications. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.